is late in the process. There is a rise of the before judgment day. The children of Israel will take Israel to cities, and those cities will succumb to Israel. And what is having been the love of the rest of the world from Israel? What is Banu Israel that refers to the Israelites? That is Banu Israel. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Banu Israel refers to the Arab and Muslims. What is Banu Israel? One of the best meanings of Banu Israel is the Europeans that will come to Islam. Now, this chapter, we have, is about a man who concerned and advises his son. And his words are so profound. What's interesting is, and this is really special for our brothers of Africa, many a time these programs, and the brothers don't feel welcome to sit with brothers, especially if you do. Africa is special. Luqman was African. The chapter we heard his name today, he was from Africa. Imagine Allah says, when Father Luqman really, as Luqman advises his son, this is a very important point we should learn. Oh my beloved child. Oh my beloved child. The relationship between father and son. He says, beloved, oh my beloved child. Professor mentioned his name was Tharon. Tharon. He's telling his son, never to aspire a partner unto Allah. Allah is one, never make a shirk, my son. In Ramadan, Allah gave us a teacher in one of the prominent schools. He was mentioning how today parents have no relationship with their children in the bigger cities. Children wake up, the helper makes them something, they go to school, they come back, both parents are not around. There's one teacher that was here for a class said, the one child comes to me and says, teacher, come home and play with me. This game they have. So he's saying, my child, I'm an old man, how am I playing with you? Because you said, your parents are there. No, there's no one there. You come, you play with me. This teacher got concerned. He found out, he said, no, someone come to pick you up. And I said, isn't he your father? No, that's a driver. He verified. That child wakes up in the morning, 200 rands next to him. The driver takes him everywhere, takes him where he wants to go. He doesn't see his parents. And then this teacher tried to gain information about this child. When he verified and he spoke to the father was too busy in the corporate world. We have to live with the jobs in the levels that we demanded. Due to the doubt given to us all the time through the media, we have to live it up. So we declare our responsibilities. What happens then? If only we found this is applied to your child. Next week, that child was taken out of that school, sent to another European school, right? Making some excuses. Man, what is our concern? So here, the father is telling his son, not just my son, oh my beloved child. This is teaching us that we have to befriend our children. Talk to us more now than ever. Because there's so many challenges that facing them and us out there in the world. That's why the Salaf of Ta'li is so present. In this discussion, first he says, never make shirk. Then Allah tells us, respect your parents. So the link between these two discussions is when the father and the mother is concerned about the child never displeasing Allah, Allah will motivate that child to take care of the parents. Then the next discussion is, oh my beloved child, be conscious of Allah. So the first theme is never make shirk. The second one is wherever you go in the world, Allah is watching. The action we commit could be minute, deep, in the earth, under a rock, far in the sky, Allah is seeing. And it also means if you're looking for something, something valuable, you're losing, deep, in the ground, far in the sky. Turn to Allah, He will find it for you. Sometimes we worry about something. blessings. The father says to the child, you have to be held now. Now what do you feel? Let's turn to Allah. This is the dawah given in the home. Then he says, oh my son, aqim salah. Make sure, establish salah. Establish salah as means. What is perform salah properly? All the duties of salah. The standing posture must be correct. The ruku must be right. Communicate with Allah in salah. Establish salah. The other meaning of establish salah is not only you, but make sure others come to salah. And this meaning leads to the next session. After salah, what is easy? Oh my son, don't do good yourself. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ enjoy good in others. Bring others to good also. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and when you see others doing wrong, try and stop them from that wrong. Don't see Allah's order broken and it doesn't hurt us. Like in the Quran we hear about the ant, and the hoo-hoo bird. It was hurt. The bird was hurt. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was upset due to the absence of the bird. Imagine the reason of the absence of the bird. I saw them make shirk and bow down to the sun before Allah. Don't they know why Allah is in control? The bird's little heart couldn't bear it. وَجَدْتُوَا وَقَوْمَا يَسْجُدُونَ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Real strange. If Allah's always broken, it should hurt us. And then when you tell people the truth, they won't want to hear. You tell a Muslim to come to the masjid. Just yesterday, downstairs, there were three security guards. Just greeted him. Assalamu alaikum. Good evening. How are you? Did you eat something? It was security. Afterwards, when he asked their names, one was Muslim, no, Majaluddin, the other two were Hindu. But they were amazed that you can't be from here. And he realized that normally, we don't greet people. We see Allah's creation next to us. We won't even say hello. Those are also Allah's creation. What does the Quran say to his son? It's completely his decision. When we tell people good things, sometimes they don't like it. So they get upset, you make salah. What's different from our salah? So what's very selected to when you enjoy good? Or the other meaning of what's very is in general, through the challenges of life, pay patience. That is a very great endeavor in the land of in asking, enjoying good, forbidding evil, patience in life. This is a very powerful, determined endeavor. Then he says, when you walk, وَلَا تُصَعْدِ الْخَنْدَكَ لِلنَّاسِ O my beloved child, never turn your cheek away from people. Don't be haughty and arrogant from Allah's creation. Acknowledge these people. Ask your wife to. If there's ladies, she should be. What if they are not Muslim? Yes, they also have Allah's creation. Good morning. They also have Allah's creation. Last time there were some youngsters sitting together, so you asked them, see the beautiful talk, as though they say, the professor is interested in deen, so and so is interested in deen. You see, how? How is greed, desire, and respect? That's where it starts. Look, what happens is, never turn your cheek haughtily away from Allah's creation. And don't walk on this earth malandashi marwaha, flamboyantly, arrogantly, boastfully. And then, see this word, saqir, comes from the word sa'il. Sa'il is a disease that afflicts a camel when it comes straight in its face. Our Nabi Sallallahu used to greet people first. He used to make salam to people first. And his Allah lay in a jam, approachable. Sahal al khuluq. In one of the towns, not far, there were a few staff we invited to Islam. One message came, what you said is 100%. But I don't believe that those who own such businesses but can speak with such vulgarity can ever have war in their heart. Look at what non-Muslims do. I don't believe such people who speak with such haughtiness. But we are staff, we try our best. Then he says, when you walk, my son, walk respectfully. Walk simply, my sheep. not lazily, lackadaisically, walk with purpose, but not arrogantly. What's in the machine? And when you speak to people, speak politely. What hope will solve it? Then he actually says to his son, the words of sounds is the brain of a donkey. In the ankar aswat, meaning screaming like a donkey. In the ankar aswat, the song will happen. Then he says to his son, on another occasion, he says, 8 things that you should remember. 2 things always do, 2 things never remember. So he says, what is it? He says, never forget Allah and never forget death. So that's true. Allah alone. Number 2, he says, 2 things you should forget about. You're invested in by Allah being now. What is the first? Ihsan ilayhi nas. Wa ihsan ilayhi nas. When you did good to people, you did it for Allah, forget about it. And when they hurt your feelings and they chose you, forget about it. Otherwise, you will be the wisdom of man. Hazrat Abdullah says, if we keep on looking for the faults of people and what people did to us, we look at wisdom. Look for the possibilities. There's so much good out there. Then he says the other thought. This was 4. 2 to remember, 2 never to remember. The other thought is, when you are in Salah, fight for Allah, preserve the heart, be conscious of Allah during the Salah. And then he says, when you are with people, God will come and speak nicely, speak with you. And with you, when you are in the home of others, God likes good looking people, not so good looking. In life, the opposite sex, in people's homes, God the gaze. And the fourth, when you are having meals, God is the one. Make sure you eat halal. So Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us all tawfiq that every one of us are Muslims. And the last message I want to share, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be asked on judgment day. Oh, Hazrat Nuh, what is your proof that you convey the mercy of Allah to your people? Your people, who will testify for you? Imagine Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will say, Rahim, sorry. Oh Allah, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will testify for you. And this Ummah will say, Allah, Hazrat Nuh conveyed. And he went out of his way and he strove to tell all these people, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. He had 82 Muslims. And 950 years behind those non-Muslims, begging them. And they raised him and they heard him. The Sultan will be asked, how do you know? Oh Allah, your beloved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, and he brought the Quran for us. So we, with conviction, testify as a poor, alayhi salam, and all the other ones. But look at the honor of this ummah. The Bishop of the Hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Kayfa bikum ayyatuhal ummah. Imagine your status, O my ummah. Ila nazalat al-Maryam fikum, wa ilahukum minkum. When Hazrat Ibn Maryam, who's Hazrat Ibn Maryam? Christian Hussein, Christian colleague, friend, associate, neighbor, staff. This is Jesus. We believe that he's coming back. What? Do you believe Jesus is coming back? Yes. Our Quran says it. We'll be amazed. And inshallah, one day, he'll come to the truth when he starts talking to him. And we have to go in the path of Allah for ourselves. Allah bring the Muslim Ummah back to Allah to draw the help of Allah. And the remainder of the Ummah of the Muslims we have to reach in our day-to-day life. Every person we reach, we have an opportunity to talk to them politely, talk to them kindly, and give a little message, at least on judgment day,